if I'm not sure that it is possible, then I have to weigh this potential situation against other potentials, taking into consideration such questions as how much influence will I have on it, how much of this area do I control, and so forth, and then come to a decision. And that's why I felt that last week was not intended to be a depressing revelation of any kind, but rather an optimistic revelation to point out to you that you can take this burden off your back of having to do enough for your own freedom. There is a lot you want to do for your own freedom, but it's in a much different area. It's within the area that's inside you and the actions that you do control, and in instituting the causes in your life right now that will bring effects that are much more predictable to you than rather to go into what we call society and expect to exert a great control as Lenin did or Thomas Paine did or Thomas Jefferson or any of these other historical characters. As I pointed out last week, they couldn't even approach the situation on the basis that they knew the result that they were going to get. And at the very time any one of these heroes of history approached the situation around him, there were thousands of others doing exactly the same thing, and it's just that we have heard of the one who succeeded naturally. And so it seems to be a much easier task than it is. But within the area of your own control, there is so much more that is possible to you, so many effects that can be brought about immediately by the institution of the right causes. And that, of course, is the area that I recommend that you spend more time on. But getting back now to our analysis of what the individual does in approaching life, he has to ask this question, is it possible? Now, one of the factors that become involved here is the recognition that the longer the period of time, the less certain the outcome. Because the longer the period of time that is involved, the more unknown factors will come to bear on the situation. I can make decisions for the next moment and be relatively sure of the outcome. But as I start making my calculations over a longer and longer period of time, they become less sure and more in the realm of potentials. Now, because the amount of happiness that can come to the individual from nothing but short-term acts, from just immediate acts designed to bring about immediate well-being, because the amount that can come from this is so slight, the individual naturally begins making longer calculations and longer plans to try to bring about greater doses of happiness and more durable doses, the kind that can come from instituting long-term plans. In other words, engaging in production for consumption at a later date rather than just doing what is necessary this moment for a small bit of consumption right now. But now, as he then makes these long-term plans and develops these productive projects over a period of time, this, of course, involves complications. It involves setting up a lot of qualifications along the way that will be necessary to the successful completion of the programs. It involves all kinds of involvements, even contracts with other people, obligations, commitments to himself and to others, and so forth. So it becomes a much more complicated life simply because he's now looking in the longer term. And of course, there's nothing wrong with that. Even there's nothing wrong with the fact that some of these plans will not turn out as predicted because he recognizes that possibility at the outset. And so he may institute several plans and not know for sure which one is going to work out best, but playing all the averages, decide that this will probably produce the greatest amount of well-being. But now, in the process of instituting these various long-term programs in various phases of his life, he suddenly finds himself in a position where he's got commitments, qualifications, requirements, obligations, all sorts of things complicating his life in various areas. But he feels all right. He's holding on to all of them. He's proceeding forward, and he's taking care of this as it's necessary, and this and this, and at the end of each one of these routes is the well-being that's promised, and so forth. But now comes the rub, because every moment of his life he's growing. He's learning every moment of his life. Every time that he is awake, even if not while he's asleep too, his five physical senses are drawing in further knowledge from the world around him, which is being integrated into the past knowledge and forming new judgments and new understandings of life, a modification of his absolutes, an improvement upon his principles, and so forth. And this new knowledge gives him a new outlook on life. And as he gets this new outlook, he begins to make new plans that are more realistic in the terms of the truth that he feels he understands now. But the rub is that as your understanding, your goals, your plans, and your outlook change, the institutions in your life do not automatically change. Meaning all of the commitments and obligations and things you have incurred in the past for prior plans and goals and outlook do not necessarily go away just because you have a new understanding of life and a new outlook and new plans and goals in your mind. And many of these institutions are